Can you feel the excitement? Oh man, friends. The excitement is building. There's an energy that is coming with this day. Maybe you've heard about what happened just a little bit ago. Just a little bit ago, Jesus gave sight to somebody who was blind. Did you get that? Jesus gave sight to somebody that was blind. And yes, there's some excitement that's starting to build. Oh my goodness. He was outside of town. He was outside of town, and he had just given sight to the blind. And now people are starting to notice, and they've been noticing for a while, and they are getting excited because now Jesus sent two of his disciples into the village ahead of them to get a colt. To get a colt that's never been ridden. Never been ridden. He says to these disciples, go into the village ahead of you. There you will find a colt that's never been ridden. Untie it and bring it back to me. Now, you might ask, one might ask that, was that his colt? Did he already have this planned? There's some questions that come with this. But so they go, though, these two disciples, they go into the village, and sure enough, there's the colt. And you can see them. You can see these disciples, they kind of look at each other, what, there it is. So they walk up to it, and you can kind of picture them looking around, seeing if anybody's going to watch us. And they start to untie it, and sure enough, then somebody, a bystander, asks them, what are you doing? The Lord needs it, and will send it back immediately. Okay. You could just see the disciples. It worked. So they untie this colt that's never been ridden. And, you know, a colt that's never been ridden, you probably can picture this young animal just kind of bucking around, you know. It's just kind of all over the place because it's never been ridden. And now they're taking this back to Jesus. And then they place their cloaks, their outer garment, on this colt. And Jesus is now on it. And you got to remember those stories that we've heard from Zechariah? Remember those stories we heard from Zechariah that our king would show up humble and riding on a donkey? Like this. Just like this. This is the Messiah, friends. This is the Messiah. This is what we've been hearing. This is what we've been waiting for. Jesus is the Messiah. He's riding on this colt into Jerusalem. Oh my. And the energy really starts to build now. Oh my goodness. People are going and the word is spreading quickly. He's here. The one we've been waiting for is here. For generations we've been waiting. We've been waiting for the Messiah to show up. And they start yelling, Hosanna! Like you guys were singing. Hosanna! Do you know what you were singing? They were singing, you were singing, save us now. Now last night, when I was sharing this story, when I said, Hosanna, save us now, that's what that word means, I heard, oh. But that's what they were yelling. As the Messiah, as word spreads out, and it's happening just the way the stories from Zechariah had told us it would happen. And now he's coming and they're yelling, Hosanna, save us now. Well, save us from what? Well, on the other side of town. On the other side of town, there's another ruler coming into town. And this ruler has a different agenda. This ruler is showing up with the parade with as much visual reminder of the power and the might that this ruler has within its grasp. There are war horses and all kinds of other things to remind the people with this parade, don't do anything stupid, friends. Look at this power, look at this might that we have, and we are here to make sure you guys stay under control. And if you don't, look at this power, look at this might, we will squelch you so quickly. On the other side of town, Jesus is showing up on this little unridden colt, humble. And people are yelling, save us! Save us from this, what is happening on the other side of town. Save us from all kinds of things. Save us now, Messiah. And now he's heading towards the temple. Oh man, you can feel the excitement. The energy is just continues to build and to build. And the crowd grows and people are noticing, here he comes. Remember the Messiah? He's here. Watch. Save us now. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And he's heading towards the temple. Oh boy, what might happen at the temple? Because there also, the people that might have been yelling, Hosanna, Hosanna, save us now, might be, save us from that which is happening in the temple also. Save us from that oppression that we have there also. Save us from this. Save us now. And there goes Jesus. He's going straight into the temple. Oh my goodness. You can only imagine what he's going to do now. And he walks in. He walks in. And he looks around. And he notices it's late. It's late. There really isn't anybody there. The people that were there, the animals for sacrifice and all those types of things, they're not there. So he looks around. And then he heads back to Bethany, right where he just came from. And you can see the crowd going, what? That's it? Did we miss something here? I really imagine our Messiah with this other parade showing up with all this power and might, and our Messiah is coming to make everything right again, to save us from all that is oppressing us. And you'd look into the temple, look around, and leave? What? That can't be it, can it? Did I miss something? Because I imagined it being very different. I imagined the power of God, the Messiah, setting everything right, and all that power that shows up on the other side of town, flicks it right out. But no, you turn around and you leave, Jesus. What are you thinking? Is this the way this story ends?